Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, David, I just spent an hour and a half with us. I'm very, very thankful. And the 5 minutes we have left, are there any exercises or just basic things people can do to break out of the matrix? Or is it just observing these laws of the universe and becoming aware of the higher connections of the infinite that gets us out of this? I mean, you got it through vision, through breakthrough. Others, you'll slowly begin to see it as it gets out in the open. What are any other final pieces of advice for folks out there from David Icke on the nature of the universe and how to be free from these that want to keep us in a very limited false reality?
Right. Well, I'll come to that because there's a big one. But I just want to introduce you, Alex, to a friend of mine. This is Ethel. I have this behind me when I'm doing interviews and stuff because it's a Russian doll. And it's very symbolic, therefore, of the way the cult works in the different levels of it. But it's very, very symbolic of what we've been talking about. If you take the outer part of this Russian doll as being prime reality, and then you take it off, and there you have the simulation, smaller end. There you have the simulation. And so you take that off, and there you've got the metaverse and virtual reality within the simulation. And so it goes on until into smaller and smaller senses of reality, further and further and further from the original. So that you actually forget there is an original, and you completely forget who you are, never mind where you are.
In a prison that somebody else created.
Yeah, but you don't know you are. You don't know you are. So in terms of how you expand your awareness, again, everything is perception. If you perceive yourself as just a human, and you self-identify with all the labels of being human and all the limitations of being human, then you will live a limited life because your perception, in ways that I explain, becomes your experience reality. A little me perception of self becomes a little me life, not because you are, but because you believe you are. And what you believe, you perceive. What you perceive, you experience. It's a simple kind of, cause and effect. But when you move your self-identity from I am my human labels, name and income bracket and all this stuff, my race and stuff, to I am the consciousness, all consciousness, infinite consciousness, an expression of infinite consciousness, having an experience as a human, I am eternal. I am the eternal one that's experiencing through the body, through the human vehicle. Everything changes. For a start, you lose the fear of death instantly. And if you lose the fear of death, because you know there is no death, this is just a short experience called human, and then we're off somewhere else, then how can you be intimidated now? How can you be intimidated by authority or uniform? I'll kill you if you don't do that. Well, do it then. I'll just go off somewhere else, mate. No problem. Go on. Off you go. It's a completely different way of looking at the world. And it takes so much of the fear out of living a human life. Because the so-called biblical 70 years and 10 is just a brief experience for our consciousness, the consciousness that we are, that we will always be. And once you self-identify with that, what are you self-identifying with? You're self-identifying with an expanded sense of self.
And what you're saying is we must declare independence against the matrix and against the smaller cages they're trying to put us in, and being aware of that is the beginning of breaking free from it. David Icke, davidicke.com, 30-second final statement.
Yeah, when you expand your self-identity, you're expanding, actually, the amount of consciousness that you are tapping into. You start to expand beyond the prison nature of the simulation, and you start to see things you couldn't see before, and you start to tap in levels of awareness outside the simulation from which you can get inspiration and insight into what this is all about. It's what I've been doing for 30 years, and anyone can do it. It's just a choice, but it's self-identity. I am the consciousness having the experience. I'm not the experience.
Incredible. InfoWars, get prepared. Mega blowout sale 2021 is live right now. The biggest sale of the year. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and products like TurboForce 10-hour clean energy. A listener favorite, back in stock, 40% off again with free shipping, double Patriot points. On top of that, we also have DNA Force Plus for the PQQ, the CoQ10 to clean out your cells, to boost your immune system. It's the Rolls Royce of this. It's 40% off. And now we have Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste, similar to our previous coral fighting toothpaste, but even stronger, even more concentrated. It's now back in stock and discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products available at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of these great products that enrich your life and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. On to respond to the terror attack up in the suburb of Kenosha and so much more here in just a moment. He got attacked by Antifa last week. What a group of terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. They've struck again. But first off, listeners, I really appreciate you spreading the word, praying for us, and keeping us on air by buying great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements. We have extended store-wide free shipping to the end of November, and then that's it. And we have double Patriot points extended. It's been sold out for a long time. Turbo Force, 40% off, long, clean, 10-hour energy, the highest quality formula you're going to find out there, period. We went to top formulators and said we want something that tops the very best stuff in the industry, and we've got it now. We have Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy available, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have DNA Force Plus that's so good for your telomeres and your mitochondria and your cells, the Rolls Royce of immunity. It's 40% off. Super Male Super Female Vitality, concentrated cold press, known herbs, give you more vitality and libido and so much more. 50% off, that's a big deal. Lung Cleanse, 50% off, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And now we have our Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste that doesn't have any fillers or garbage, designed by my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon. It's amazing, and it goes great with our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash as well. They're both discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can get them for 50% off as a combo at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com has that whole line. That's the line they produce. We just carry it. Even better discounts at DrJonesNaturals.com, but all of it found at InfoWarsStore.com. And hey, just shop with the good guys to keep us on air. We're under attack from the most sinister forces out there, as you know. We're willing to get set up to go to prison, to be killed if we have to, but it's money that keeps us on air, and these are great products you already need. So please make the decision to stand up against the globalist now more than ever. And one great way to do it is get great products, shop with good guys, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we are joined by Nick Fuentes of NicholasJFuentes.com and AmericaFirst.live. And like us, he is relegated to the Phantom Zone. But he has millions of viewers and listeners over on his own platform, his own streaming site, his own software, his own servers, his own everything. And I wanted to get him on about Antifa a week or so ago, attacking him in New York, along with a Black Lives Matter and groups out there together and Trump supporters saying, we don't like lockdowns. We don't want vaccine passports. Well, that pissed off the anti-establishment Antifa, who all over the world, when governments declare martial law, from Australia to Germany to the UK to Canada to New York City, come out and try to attack people that don't want to be under martial law. They are the foot soldiers of George Soros. They are the scum of the earth. And now, of course, we'll cover this first, the Rittenhouse verdict and how that ties into the obvious response by this gang-banging black supremacist, super dirtball BLM radical. I'd rather wake BLM up, and I do agree all lives matter, but he was definitely brainwashed by MSNBC and all of it saying, go out and get the whites. They're, you know, Columbus Day is or Thanksgiving is of the devil. All this crap. Nick Fuentes to lay it out for us, a fellow thought criminal. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I was very disturbed by what we saw the other day in Wisconsin. Pure and simple, retaliation for the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And, I know it won't be covered that way. They covered very few details about that as it happened. And I think that's following, Ann Coulter's law, that the longer that it takes for details about a perpetrator of an attack to surface, probably the more likely that they're not white, not Christian, right, that they're part of one of these groups. And so, yeah, I think that anybody looking at this would be foolish to say, given the timing and given the location, I believe this is only about an hour from Kenosha, that this was not retaliatory for the verdict on Kyle Rittenhouse by some kind of black racial militant or something like that. And it's very disturbing, as I think you're going to see a lot more of that perhaps in the coming weeks and months. It's all part of this racial radicalization that's been going on and accelerating for the past 5 years. Specifically, kind of virile anti-white racial radicalization that's been going on and being perpetrated by the media.
Well, you're definitely right about that. And what, a few weeks ago, we saw a big car bomb in a church blowing up and hurting a bunch of people. And the guy was an Islamicist who said he was going to do it for Islam. So they called him a Christian convert. They'll do anything to hide what's really going on.
Absolutely, yeah. They just outright lie about the motivations. They lie about the perpetrator. And you mark my words, watch, this story is going to get a little bit more coverage, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But by next week, by the end of this week, it's going to be gone. And that's always how it goes, you know, when it's a white guy or when it's a false flag or something like that. Like January 6th, we're still hearing about that. It goes on and on. It's the worst thing since 9/11. You see a horrible, disturbing atrocity like this, where a guy drives through a crowd of elderly people and children and a marching band, they'll probably cover this for 48 hours, and then it's down the memory hole like everything else because it doesn't fit with the narrative. So unfortunately, while that goes on, you're going to see all this crime, anti-white hatred, that persists. It just doesn't get covered, you know? And so I'm a little bit nervous and a little scared going into the holiday season. You wonder, because Thanksgiving's right around the corner, Christmas after that. You wonder how safe it is to go in these major cities. Crime is already bad enough, but now that you're seeing this politicized terror-type stuff again under Joe Biden, which we didn't really see under Trump, it's a little bit nerve-wracking.
Well, the video's very clear. It's premeditated. He points the car, drives past the smaller crowds, finds the largest crowd, and targets the men, women, and children, successfully killing five, injuring over 40. And just imagine if a white person would have done this. They would immediately go to their web history, and if they ever visited Infowars.com, which is in the top 500 sites in the world, it would have been my fault, or if they visited your site, it would be your fault. But no, now you go to his social media, it's all let's kill the white people, and links to MSNBC and all of their rhetoric about Kyle Rittenhouse being a murderous little white supremacist.
Absolutely, and this was an hour from Kenosha. You know, it's amazing because I don't think there's one person in the mainstream media who's made that connection yet. It should be glaringly obvious because of the proximity to Kenosha, and of course the timing was just a few days that Kyle Rittenhouse got acquitted, and now you see what appears to be clearly a racially motivated attack. Like you said, the perpetrator is clearly some kind of liberal or BLM radical, something like that. And the media won't even insinuate, make the obvious connection, which is going on here. And you're going to memory hole it in a couple of days. And you're right. If this was any kind of reverse situation, you know they'd be saying this is just Donald Trump, this is Alex Jones, this is the usual white nationalist, white supremacy, whatever. There are guys go out and do it. Nothing. You know, they don't talk about it.
And CNN today's running headlines. There's nothing more frightening in America than an angry white man. Meanwhile, it was only three citizens that died at the Capitol. This guy's running over men, women, and children, over children, and you'll never, I mean, like, it'll be gone in a day.
Right. Well, you know what's amazing about the Capitol is, you know, that officer, Brian Sicknick, who they claimed was the police officer who died on the other side, that turned out not to be true. So out of the whole thing that happened at the Capitol, which they say, worse than 9/11, they're still beating that drum, they still got the select committee going on, there were zero casualties perpetrated by the actual protesters against the police or civilians. Zero people killed. If the Capitol was an attack, quote unquote, by white people or Trump supporters, zero people died. Zero people killed by the group of people that were there. So you can look at like any day in Chicago, literally any weekday, weekend in Chicago, and it's more deadly than the so-called worst attack on our Capitol since 1812 or 9/11 or Pearl Harbor or whatever. And the same goes for something like this. You know, any successive terror attack, murder, homicide, just plain, you know, day in a major city is going to be more violent than that. And it really gets to the heart of the issue, which is, what's the real threat in this country?
I totally agree. Threat. Let's come back and talk about what's the real threat with Nick Fuentes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, with Nick Fuentes. You can find the verboten information at AmericaFirst.live. I'm Alex Jones, and you're mainlining truth right now as we broadcast worldwide in defiance of tyranny. All right, Nick, I really appreciate you popping in today. The original reason for folks that just joined us, Antifa all over the U.S., all over the world, attacking people that try to go out and have anti-vaccine passport demonstrations like you had in New York. They are such villains. They are such fascists. They are the definition of what they claim they're fighting.
Yeah, I think the irony is pretty rich, don't you think? I mean, we went out there a week and a half ago or so to New York City, and we did a few protests. We did one outside the mayor's mansion, which is in, I think, the Upper East Side or something. And we did a protest outside Pfizer headquarters, which is, of course, Big Pharma. I mean, these are the guys that are making the vaccines. These are the guys making a lot of other bad stuff, too. And so we go out there to New York City, which is the epicenter of tyranny, of the lockdown, and specifically of the vaccine passport system. This is one of the only major cities in America that actually has a passport system where you have to get a vaccine card to enter a restaurant or a store or whatever. And so we're out there protesting tyranny. We're out there protesting what you could call fascism, what you could call, you know, whatever. But it is government locking everything down, forcing people to get a medical procedure and wear masks and everything like that. And we're met with the anti-fascist resistance. These people show up to the rally, and they have their megaphones and a rape whistle, and they're throwing eggs at us and garbage at us and all this kind of stuff. We're the ones protesting Big Pharma. We're the ones protesting the government, and that makes them, I guess, as the anti-fascist protesting in favor of that. And, you know, so there was a moment during the rally where they're interrupting us, we're trying to get the police to separate the two groups. And I said, you know, you guys are out here, you're protesting for Big Pharma. You're out here protesting for the rich. I mean, even if you're not necessarily, you know, truly anti-fascist or anti-government or something like that, you know, at the minimum, wouldn't you say that these people are supposed to be communist or for the proletariat or socialist or anti-rich? And I'm like, anti-rich? You're out here protesting for Pfizer. It's one of the biggest companies in the world. You're out here protesting for Moderna, for Big Pharma. These are some of the biggest, richest, most profitable companies in the world, obviously making a killing off of the current pandemic and the vaccine.
It's absolutely outrageous. And again, you've got the media attacking you guys and a horde of idiots showing up calling themselves Antifa and all over the world attacking people that don't want to be locked up in their houses. I mean, what a group of trash.
It is. You have to wonder what exactly it is they're fighting for, you know, other than that they obviously clearly hate conservatives, hate white people, they hate Western civilization and all of that. It really is just about politics of resentment, because try to parse out what the actual ideology is. And, you know, you look at these people, like I said, you know, they claim to have these class or economic motivations or an ideological motivation, and it really doesn't seem to fit with who they're out there attacking and protesting against. If anything, they should be, you know, nominally, they should be on our side. At least it would make sense. But as you said earlier, the true function of Antifa is that they are the foot soldiers of the establishment. They are out there to defend Pfizer. They are out there to defend Big Pharma and to defend the medical industrial complex and all of that, because they're out there working for the billionaires. They're out there working for the establishment. And so their job is to go out, quite literally beat up and intimidate anybody that opposes the real establishment. And, you know,
and notice they always wore masks before. So the symbol of this is the mass tyranny of the oppressors and the sheeple bowing. So the mask is the sign of slavery.
It is. It is. And they wear the mask, you know, because they're going out there and this is supposed to, you know, protect their identity while they commit crimes, you know, ultimately to prevent legal liability. But there's something sort of symbolic about it, too, which is to say that they put on the mask and they become sort of this faceless, anonymous. They're part of the collective. Like you said, they're part of this sort of sheep collective. They're out there protecting this formless, nameless sort of system. And, you know, I guess it's nice to see. I don't know if you saw, but we were out there and we weren't wearing masks. We were out there with our faces out, waving our flags with our America First hats, Trump gear, all that. You know, we go out, we say it loud, we say it proud, America First. You know, and we'll say that in Texas or in New York City. It doesn't matter. We'll do that in a friendly crowd, in a hostile crowd. That's the difference. These people, they're... Identity, ego has already been destroyed, you know, and they're with the system. They're with Moloch and the devil and all that. And we're out there. You know, what's that expression? The evil run when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Yeah, I think it was on display in New York a couple weeks ago.
I totally agree, and I've been meaning to go to New York. Let me know next time you're going, or I'll meet you there, because you're right, that's the epicenter. I want everybody just to go back to 2 years ago. Imagine a world living like this. You would think that that was a made-up science fiction dystopia, but we're here. Now, who were the crazy people saying it was coming? People like Nick and I and others who were reading globalist documents. We knew they were planning a UN takeover using a health scare. And so I wish there was a way to reach out to the left, because a lot of the Antifa, they see the media defending them, they see the corporations defending them, they, you know, they get bailed out by billionaires when they attack people, but aren't they smart enough to realize they're actually destroying their own future?
I don't know. The thing is, you know, a lot of them are just knuckleheads. I mean, a lot of the people in Antifa, these are just street urchins, bums. These are people who, generally speaking, don't really have much better to do. That's different than your average liberal.
Exactly. They're just criminals that want an excuse to be left alone while they commit crime.
Exactly. I mean, these are quite literally anarchists, you know, and so excuse to burn a cop car, break windows, steal. This is what they do. But there are a lot of them, I'm sure, who must see the hypocrisy. And, you know, it's interesting if you look at some of these left-wing journalists or people that voted for Joe Biden, they are careful to distinguish that they, even though they do support the Democrat Party line, establishment, and donors and all of that, they try to create this, well, we don't really support that. We don't really support Joe Biden, or we don't talk about that. We're really leftist, really progressive or something. And it's almost like you want to take these people and say, hey, like, at least on some level you feel like you need to distance yourself from the president and from the corporations that back him and his party and all of that. Why don't you just follow that through to its logical conclusion, which is that the only people in America, maybe in the whole world, that are actually resisting tyranny, global tyranny, and like where the global power is right-wing people. And that's it. We're the only ones. When you look at the Trump supporters, you look at the anti-vaxxers, anything like that, we're the ones that are fighting against what the media is pushing, what the government's pushing, everything like that. And so you take your average liberal or leftist who feels like on some level something's not right. You know, gee, why am I supporting the party establishment? Why am I supporting all these interests where it's all just about cronyism and putting money around through these ridiculous spending bills? You know, on some level, wouldn't you think that some of them would look over to our side and say, hey, like, these are the guys that are actually fighting against the powers that be? To some extent, it is happening. You know, you see people like
Naomi Wolf.
Yeah, exactly, and Michael Tracy and others, you know, they're
Tulsi Gabbard. Do 5 more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you about the Rittenhouse case, where that's going, what you think Trump's up to, and just in general what's going to happen with Biden. And then, folks, I got a bunch of big news I haven't gotten to yet, and I got to just say, great job, Glenn Beck. I got a clip of Glenn Beck that needs to go totally mega super viral. I mean, he's definitely over the target now. So that's coming up. I love to see Glenn Beck reprieved. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes. Stay with us. There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and TurboForce, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we haven't really broken down or described what Reset Wars is. But next hour, Dick Ducey, who's a really smart fellow I've been working with for a while, is going to be guest hosting and laying out, just from MK Ultra government documents, the mind control program that was tested on groups, now being rolled out against the general public for the metaverse and more. So you're going to start getting preludes as we go into December. And on December 7th, we release Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, the first two parts of Reset Wars. And you'll see all the details of that at ResetWars.com. You want to be the first to get information or to also get, you know, promo deals where you get a discount on some of the things that are going to be rolling out. ResetWars.com. Believe me, if you just learn this information and get empowered with it, it will be the biggest secret weapon ever against the New World Order. I don't get up here and talk about things that aren't real or aren't effective. And this is the secrets they know that they're using against you. So this is like having the enemy's weapons handbook. And quite frankly, general public with this information could hurt a lot of people. But you know what? Justice be done, though the heavens fall, you need to know how they're mind controlling you. You need to know the tricks. And I believe there's more good people than bad people. Are people going to use this information to hurt people? Absolutely. Just like you can go buy a gun and go hurt somebody. But more good people, probably 50 to 1, use a gun for defense. And so this is real. You've been on air 28 years in InfoWars. Okay? This is the big secrets, okay? This is the big enchiladas. Going back to Nick Fuentes. And Nick, I always ask questions and you answer me, you do a great job, but I just want to ask you, what's on your radar front and center right now in this crazy world as things just get more and more insane?
Well, I would say, for the past weekend, I've been focusing a lot on the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and I think that interview is supposed to come out tonight, so that's definitely big on my radar. I'm getting back on my show, actually, this week, so I'll be covering that. And then, you know, we're also looking at the climate agenda actually seems to be coming back into the spotlight. And I guess the other big thing is a little bit of a concern is I'm wondering if there's going to be another big wave of coronavirus lockdown and fake case numbers. You know, I feel like we're due for something like that again. It's been a long time since that's been present in the news and justifying, you know, further vaccination and all of that. And then, of course, yeah, the vaccination, too. We've been covering the federal vaccine mandate implementation of that. We got a little bit of a reprieve. You know, we got a break since the federal judge shut that down. I think OSHA's shut down their enforcement of it as well. But those are the big things that are on my radar lately, is the globalists moving for these big action items, big global threats.
Well, we should also talk about you. How long have you been on the no-fly list? I know the lawyer that represents you, he's also my lawyer, Noam Pattis. Norm Pattis, you're having to go through a lot of hell. You've got to ride on trains, everything else, and they're trying to talk about taking that away from folks if you haven't had the vaccine, so pretty soon you won't be able to even travel.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I've been on the no-fly list now, or at least I've known that I'm on the no-fly list since May, so it's been about five or six months now. And, you know, people wouldn't believe how difficult it is, and I'm sure, you know, you go through a lot of the same stuff, but since the Capitol, I've been put on the no-fly list, which is an awful, awful experience because I need to travel, you know, for the kind of work that we do. Like, as an example, when I go to New York City to do an anti-vaccine protest, this is something that normally should cost a few $100 and take a few hours, you know, to get from Chicago to New York. But now for me, I have to take a train 20 hours. Now, that's not easy, doing 20 hours of travel on a train, sleeping on the train, everything like that. Or if I need to get down to Texas or California, these are.
Well, let's think about this. I mean, the left whined about McCarthy that didn't do one tenth that they're already doing. And imagine if they weren't allowed to get on an airplane for their political views. You don't have a criminal record. You didn't do anything violent at the Capitol. You tried to stop it just like I did. They throw you on. It's a secret list. Can't learn why you're on it. How 1984 is that? I mean, we're not going towards martial law. This is martial law. And if we don't say something when it happens to Nick Fuentes, well, then who's going to be there for us when it happens to us? And you're right. We've both been through living hell to fight these monsters. And it's time more people rally to our aid for their own future freedom. This is serious.
It's true. And, you know, it's not like we're going there. You said it. We're there, you know, and people need to wake up. And I've said this on my show. You know, look at where we are. Vaccine mandates. Did you think that if you got a time machine and went back in time a year, 2 years, and told yourself what was going on today, that 2 years ago people would have even believed you? They would have said, what, you're crazy, that's not going to happen. Point being, we're already so far beyond the pale of what is acceptable in a free society. But because it's happened incrementally and gradually, people get acclimated. And so first people got acclimated for the 5 weeks, and then the 5-week extension, and then the masks, and then the, and then it started to be the incentives for the vaccine, and now it's the disincentives, you know, the firings and the passports and all that. And it's people like myself being put on a, literally on a tear watch list, federal no-fly list. And, you know, I'm somebody who, you know, I'm 23. I've never committed a crime. I've never been in a fight. I've never engaged in violence. I've never been charged with anything. Never been arrested. I've never even had any kind of civil lawsuits or anything like that. And yet I can't have, like, a bank account. You know, I can't go over and open a business checking account. I can't get payment processing from my website.
Because you're already under the global social credit score that's rolling out against everybody. You've been unpersoned. You've been sent to a black hole because you're America first. You're a thought criminal.
That's right, and I'm the first one, or one of the, among the first people, and maybe you're the first one, probably, because you've been doing this far longer than me.
But well, they've taken it to another level, but yeah, no, they've come after us in a lot of ways, won't even get into on air, but you and Laura Loomer are about as banned as it gets.
Absolutely, and like you said, because of our political views, it's a social thing. We said the wrong thing or did the wrong thing at some time or another, and now there's these severe real-world consequences, which I think a lot of people don't even realize. I mean, they look at censorship and things like that, and they think the extent of it is you get banned from Twitter, you get banned from Instagram. It's like, no, these are becoming very real, very severe consequences for people that have broken no laws, maybe not even necessarily done anything wrong per se by an objective standard, but merely because you hold the wrong views or say the wrong thing, you're going to be punished. Your life will not be the same. And if you hit the nail on the head, people have got to start to rally to the defense of people like you and I and then Laura Loomer and the canceled and the unpersoned, because if this can happen to me, it can happen to anybody, and it will. It's just the day that you step out of line, you're not going to see it until that day. The day that you find yourself on the wrong side of some kind of viral social media encounter or the wrong side of a police-involved shooting or, you know, whatever, but that's going to be the day that you find yourself on the other end of a lynch mob that
well, Nick, this entire social credit score in the communist Chinese on words, and as you know, in Bill Gates' on words, is for everybody. And once they get it there, they're going to start tightening down the screws for total control, including take the shots we want, 5 or 6 a year, don't have children, you can't travel outside your house unless your smartphone says so. This is their official plan, a freaking platinum-level tyranny. I mean, we're talking crown jewels of evil, couldn't make it up. A great science fiction horror idea, but actual reality now manifesting.
It is. It's digital slavery. And it starts with the vaccine mandate. That's how you're going to see this widespread implementation. You know, I used to say the lockdown for COVID never ended. It's just that now they're giving people a little bit of relief based on compliance. But you're right. The what counts as compliance can change very easily. You know, one day they're going to tell you no restaurants, bars, airplane, train, et cetera, if you don't get your first dose of the vaccine. Then it's the booster shots. Then what if they start saying it's based on your search queries at Google, and then it's based on private messages you're sending on Facebook. You know, what's being put in place is a biometric digital slavery system, and that is the plan. Make no mistake about it. That is what they're headed for. That's what they write about in their plans. I mean, this is all textbook stuff, and if you can pay close enough attention, it's happening before everybody's very eyes, and it is for everybody. It's going to start in, sure, New York City and L.A., but those walls are going to close in very quickly on everybody else.
That's right. Those are just globalist beachheads. Well, they don't like Nick Fuentes. He's smart. He's talented, and he's cares about this country and freedom. That's why you should definitely check him out and share all of his links as well. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. I got big news straight ahead. Stay with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of paint.
pain relief, and extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay heating pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's a massive awakening happening out there in prominent individuals as they realize the globalists really are setting up world government. They really are trying to kill us. They really are setting up a digital big tech martial law. They really are evil. Google used to have the motto, don't be evil. That's because they were always evil. This has been a global domination plan. And so I've been really critical of Glenn Beck over the years because he would attack me and say that I was crazy and bad and things weren't as bad as I was saying and there weren't plans for martial law and forced inoculation because he, I guess, wasn't aware of that information. Now that things are so close, I know a lot of people that know Glenn Beck very closely and they say that he is awake now and knows what's going on and I see that on air and that he understands that I was not up here lying just to shock people. This was real, or at least my perception of a lot of things that are real. None of us are perfect. And so whether it's Glenn Beck or whether it's Joe Rogan or whether it's Tucker Carlson, InfoWars has been instrumental in laying out how the world really works so that once things get really bad, people will look back and go, oh my God, he was right about all this so far. He's going to be right about the rest of it so we can stop it. This isn't about Alex Jones being right. It's about us knowing the enemy plan and stopping him. And that's why Your support and your word of mouth overriding the censors and taking these reports and videos is so important. So, I was sent by a very well-known talk show host this clip this morning, and I'm glad I was sent it, about Glenn Beck. It's just a very short clip. I'm going to go find it on the Blaze and watch the whole thing. But it's Beck doing his great illustration like a college professor explaining things. And we already know about this, but this didn't get out anywhere. And now more has even come out that Moderna was literally sending the viruses around and involved with the NIH and running the whole thing with Fauci and Gates and the rest of them. And anybody that looks at this understands they designed it by gain of function on purpose. Here's another article on it today. New unsealed docs show us U.S. firms sent viruses similar to COVID-19 to Wuhan lab. This just came out yesterday, but here's Glenn Beck, it turns out, a week ago, already on it. Wait, FDA wants 55 years to process ever-releasing documents on the vaccine. Why would you do that? And here it is in England and in Germany. You're twice as likely to die. They don't know why, they say, if you've been double vaxxed. It's just people are twice as likely statistically to die. That's in the UK. Here it is out of Germany. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's Glenn Beck connecting the dots. And the dots are so close now, there's not even really dot connecting. But what does it say? Okay, he sees evil. He sees a big evil takeover. He's standing up to it and fighting it. He's showing us who he is at the end here. That's why God allows evil to do this, is to make everybody be who they are. So we salute Glenn Beck. Here's the clip.
Are you ready? This is 153 pages of the confidential agreement between Moderna and the U.S. government. And it goes back to 2015.
What?
Jason, what was happening in 2015?
Frankenstein coronavirus.
That's right. The same time Dr. Barrick and Dr. Xi published their paper on the new Frankenstein coronavirus. In fact, let's skip down to page 104. It shows that the NIH and Moderna were collaborating with Dr. Barrick. Wow. His signature is on page 106 of the material transfer agreement. But let's get back up to the top of this specific agreement. The NIH appears to be transferring the mRNA tech to Dr. Barrick. But look what they want to make clear. Quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by the NIAID and Moderna. I'm sorry. I mean, I've seen ulterior motives before, but usually you see them coming. Did you know that the government co-owns the vaccine? Oh, by the way, this is not part of the Trump's thing. This is not part of that. This is 2015. The same government that is now mandating its use owns the vaccine.
And transferred the viruses to cook it all up and make it at Wuhan to later release it, create fear to make a shot that actually gives you what it claims it's stopping. And that goes on. So we're in a good spot here where the biggest talk show hosts in the world, and all of them, are hitting on all cylinders. And I can tell you, behind the scenes, people are really, really awake. And I'm just going to stop right there. I'm not specifically speaking about Beck, but others. So that's what InfoWars' mission has been. We know we're going to get attacked. We know we're going to get lied about. We know we're going to get demonized. Because this stuff's scary to be able to say at first. People aren't going to want to believe this. But when they see it all unfold, they'll go, oh, and then they'll get the big picture. That's why we're under attack. That's why we're the number one attacked organization out there. Because this is all I do is study these people. 18 hours a day, folks. It's all I do. I dream about it all night long because I knew this was all coming. I mean, don't you only think about this now? Now that you're living it? Separately, we've got Jake Ducey, really smart researcher, good friend of mine. I asked him to come to Austin and help me with a few final things I'm doing with Reset Wars before we release it on December 7th. You want to find out about it, resetwars.com. We're going to shoot some emergency reports the next few days that are going to be airing after Thanksgiving. That complement Reset Wars with actual CIA documents some of that and a prelude to it is coming up next hour. Separately, let me talk about this right now. If you go to SaveInfoWars.com, you can make a donation so that we can fight all these Democrat Party lawsuits for years and defend our rights and expose what's going on, even in the kangaroo courts, so they're not able to come in here and shut down this operation during this critical time. So it's critical for all of you who want to keep us on there to go to SaveInfoWars.com, because then via Give, Send, Go and those great Christian patriots, you can make a donation and we get 95%+ of the money. When I sell a product, we only get 20-30%, even less when it's a sale. So we are almost got 10% of our goal of $2 million. Sounds like a lot to the average person, but in a fight with six trials this next year that I've got to go through, and I'm willing to be there and be pilloried and be the devil and have them lie about me and just go through the process. They thought I would run from the process and they could just have me arrested or whatever. No, I'll go through all of it, and it's going to, you know, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and I believe that God will take a lot of, make a lot of good out of this evil. But regardless, I'm happy that this is the only cross I've got to bear. I'm going to put poor Owen in prison. So again, please go to SaveInfoWars.com and please read the comments by the great people there. I mean, look at Dave Pax. Thanks for all you do, Alex. I pray for you and your family and crew. And Owen, we need to keep you in the fight. $200. Thank you, Dave Pax. Don't thank me. Anonymous donor, thank you for your dedication to spreading the truth. Well, yeah, it's life and death, folks. We had nothing to lose, like Ike said. Here's an anonymous donor. Thanks, Alex. Prayers for you all. Yes, thank you. Back at you. Anonymous donor, please keep fighting. God bless. Christy Michael, it says, thank you for ongoing effort to keep us free. Thank you. Anonymous donor, dear Mr. Jones, thank you for working so hard. Brother, I'm going to fight for my life. You better damn well. I bet I got energy. Anonymous donor, may God be with you. My prayers are with you. Thank you for your $10, and thank you for the prayer. Another anonymous donor, many Canadians support freedom. And we're in this together. He says, many support freedom tool in this together. Oh, so my eyes are going on. Many Canadians support freedom too in this together. I was seeing an exclamation point as an L. Anonymous donor, God bless InfoWars. God bless you. And it goes on. Thank you for everything, guys. I'm fighting too. God bless America. Absolutely, anonymous donor. Jim Melville, your answer to 1984 is 1776. My answer to Agenda 21 is Agenda 26. If they're going and ignore the Second Amendment, we will ignore the Sixth Amendment. God bless you guys and keep you safe. And it goes on and on. Judicial Action Ministry, God bless Alex Jones. God bless you. And I've got my whole statement on the site, SaveInfoWars.com, where you can donate. And I wrote this last week when we posted it. Free speech is under attack like never before. The fate of InfoWars speech will ultimately be the fate of free speech, not just in America, but worldwide. Dark forces are attacking InfoWars and InfoWars hosts from multiple angles in an attempt to drive us into submission and bankruptcy. The attempt to take InfoWars off the air is part of a larger criminal operation to bully the American people and set a standard worldwide that anyone who stands up for freedom will be destroyed. To paraphrase what President Trump has said many times, they aren't after me, they're after you, I'm just in the way. Alex Jones is pledging to everyone that donates that he will never surrender in the face of the globalist tyrants and that he will fight with everything he's got to restore our republic. This is about a lot more than just free speech. This is about freeing our country from the grip of corporate fascist crime syndicate hell-bent on enslaving humanity for generations. Thank you for your support. We will win this fight together. That is at SaveInfoWars.com. We need to get to 2 million if you want me to be able to continue on and win these fights. But we will never surrender.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.